This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Whether it's potholes in your neighborhood or policy around the world, you can get your take to your representatives in Congress by writing them. In the days of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, that meant putting a letter in the mailbox. Nowadays, people send email, of course. That means technology plays a big role in what actually grabs the attention of lawmakers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams heads to Capitol Hill to show us how it works.
The mail carts that roll through the echoey halls of the Rayburn House office building don't carry much mail. Now it's mostly newspapers. James Pollack is a legislative correspondent in the office of Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California.
It is really cool when you get physical mail, especially they tend to be the cuter mail. So we'll get like a bunch of Girl Scouts writing about bees.
He says the vast majority of people email.
On a really busy week, anywhere between 2,000, 4,000 emails, 80 to 150 calls. The phones, you can't pick them up fast enough.
But on social media, it doesn't take nearly as many people to have a similar impact. That's according to the Congressional Management Foundation. It did a survey that suggested it would take just 30 constituents on social media to draw the attention of congressional staffers. CMF President Bradford Fitch.
Because in this town, if you think about the amount of money that's spent on trying to generate thousands of emails or letters or postcards or protests or things like that, it's huge.
As is the money to be made filtering and sorting that deluge of emails, faxes, and calls. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin provides one such platform called Intranet Quorum. Scott Gray is the vice president for IT and security solutions for the company.
It has about two-thirds of the members within Congress using it currently.
In Congresswoman Speier's office, James Pollack uses the software to sort form letters from unique communication. He says there are certain things that will definitely make it to the Congresswoman's desk.
I think one really well-worded, compelling letter raises a flag.
He says it doesn't really matter if the letter is paper or digital, but with dozens of empty filing cabinets once used for sorting mail now sitting empty, an old-fashioned letter probably will have less competition for his attention. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
To see which comments get the most attention on Capitol Hill, go to marketplace.org.